Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. How do you react when you make a mistake? How do you react if you let yourself down? How do you react when you do something you said you wouldn't do? Or there's a mistake made by somebody else that impacts you? The other day on Instagram, I shared how I teach my kids to react to these moments. And it's something that I actually learned from observing my own mistakes and my own troubled response to mistakes and also seeing the unhealthy ways my clients respond when they make a mistake. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. These are mini episodes that air between our regular full-length Monday and Saturday episodes because I know how important it is to take a few minutes and bring some intentionality to this day, to your choices, to your behaviors, so we don't just continue on autopilot realizing that another month went by and we didn't create the changes we wanted to create. That's what this series is all about. So if you follow me on Instagram, you can head over there at Elizabeth Benton. I shared a video of my two-year-old son the other morning. We were having breakfast. He was feeding himself Greek yogurt with blueberries, and he dropped some on the floor. I didn't even notice it happened, but I heard him start to sing the song we sing when we make a mess or a mistake. That could be spilling something. It could be dropping something. It could be, who knows? Any kind of mess, mistake, problem. And so he starts singing, "When we make a mess, we clean it up, clean it up." And it's a really cute video if you want to check it out at Elizabeth Benton over on Instagram. But I shared that I started doing this in response to these moments with my kids because I don't ever want to say, uh-oh, or oh no, or Roman, that's why we have to be careful. I want him to know, hey, okay, these things happen. This is what we do. We get involved with the solution. We get into action instead of being emotional and focusing on the problem. Not that there is anything wrong with emotion. However, I have seen this in myself and I've seen it in my clients that we can get so down on ourselves if we make a mistake. That gets all of our attention, all of our focus, and then we feel so distracted by the problem, the mess, the consequence, that we don't focus on just getting into action to create the solution. So we have this silly song that we sing when we make a mess. We clean it up. There's no drama, and we participate in solutions. I'd love for you to observe your reaction to your own missteps, moments you let yourself down, moments you do something that you wish you wouldn't have done, whether it's oversleep or eat something you said you wouldn't eat or, heck, lose your car keys. It's so valuable to practice getting straight to the solution, not losing time and energy on judgment. I think you'll get a kick out of the video and Roman singing the song. You can follow me over on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton. But I think it's just such an important opportunity for us to upgrade the way we respond when we make a mistake. Let's get into action sooner and with less drama. I'll see you tomorrow.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.